Your vote is your voice, your right, and your power. Election Day is coming up on November 6th. Governor Bob McDonnell, how are you?
Clovier, good morning. Great to be on with you again.
Governor, the race for president comes down to which candidate has the best plan to grow our economy for the middle class. There are two plans, two separate visions on how to achieve this, as it's Obama versus Romney. How does Mitt Romney's five-point plan play into America's future starting today?
Well, Clovier, that's the key question of the race. And I would say a couple things. The president's a good man. He's worked hard to try to do some things to improve the economy. But the bottom line is it's just not working. $16 trillion in debt and 8% unemployment rate. Especially young people and minorities have fared the worst in this economy, unfortunately. So I look at what Mitt Romney has proposed, a very large number of ideas based on his record of success in Massachusetts and also in the private sector, where he created a number of jobs in that role. And he's outlining a number of things. So energy, as a key component of our recovery, focusing on entrepreneurship and small business, which is absolutely right. 70% plus of the new jobs come from small business people and new businesses. Thirdly is workforce development and better education for the short and long haul, something I've been very active in Virginia, to get people good jobs because they've got good training. We've got to do better there. And then bringing the debt and deficit under control, number four, so that you've got more capital that can flow to the private sector because you have it less eaten up by the public sector. So those are just some of the ideas that he has laid out. I really do think that this is what business people around the country, and particularly here in Virginia, have told me, that they want to have certainty and predictability in our regulatory climate because it's easier to get in and grow a business if that's the case. So I like those ideas, and I think that looking at the success we've had in Virginia driving our unemployment rate down to 5.7%, the lowest in the Southeast, these are some of the same ideas that we've used successfully working with Democrats and Republicans in Virginia, Clovey, and I think Governor Romney's ideas can work.
Give states responsibility for programs that they can implement more effectively, and we have a surplus here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, so it does work.
Well, I think so. This is the third year in a row we've had a revenue surplus. Now, I made some tough decisions when I became governor a couple of years ago. We cut, we had a $6 billion budget deficit, and we balanced that budget and made some changes, reformed government and cut spending. And without raising taxes, we were able to get things turned around. And so we've had $1.1 billion in surpluses over the last 3 years, and as a result of that, I think you've seen the unemployment rate go down nearly 2% over that time, and more businesses want to come to Virginia, and that's good news for everybody in all parts of the state. That when you have more jobs, you have more opportunity and more access to the American dream, and a big part of that, and I would add that what we've done in Virginia, I think, has really helped, is a real focus on education, both K-12, where we put about $700-800 million of new money in last year, and also K-12, making higher education, making the access to higher education more affordable and more available to all of our people, and I think that's a good thing.
Mitt Romney is a champion for small businesses. He wants to stop increases in regulations that are tangling job creators in red tape, and he wants to replace the Affordable Care Act with real health care reform that controls cost and improve care. When it comes to the Affordable Care Act, because that is a major deal, it's a huge highlight, what are you going to replace it with? That's what I want to hear.
Well, and that's an absolutely fair question. There was a lot of controversy over the president's health care reform. And listen, there's broad agreement on the goals that the president had, which is increasing access, reducing costs, improving quality, addressing pre-existing conditions. I mean, these are all noble goals. The problem is, as governors, I've got to make the math work. And this bill that the president and the team passed in Washington creates a $2.2 billion of new expenses in expanding a system that the president himself said isn't working, and that's the Medicaid program. It's too inflexible, it's too bureaucratic, and so we have to do significant reform before we consider expansion. So those goals are right, but the expenses are just out of sight when we have a $16 trillion national debt and growing. So I have proposed, and many of my other colleagues in the Governors Association have proposed, broad Medicaid reform to allow more transparency and more flexibility and creativity at the state level, and getting rid of some of the mandates that we've got. In fact, we'd like to have them just block grant it. They could save money, give the governors at every state, Republican and Democrat, the money, and let us put together some real accountable or more accountable organizations at the state level, and do things like promote individual medical savings accounts for people that are younger and healthier to be able to take care of themselves a little bit more with tax credits and buying insurance across state lines. I mean, there's a number of things that have been proposed by others in Washington and Richmond that we could do. So I'm looking forward to that debate. We do need to improve the quality and access to health care, but we can't stifle the greatest medical care system in the world, which is Americans. We have the best doctors, the best nurses, the best pharmaceuticals, the most innovative technology. I mean, we really do. We just got to be able to do a better job with cost and access.
Cost and access is a major issue for a state when it comes to the Affordable Care Act at this point.
No, absolutely. I mean, I can't look the taxpayers in the eye, Clovia, at this point and say that this the $2.5 billion that they want us to spend over the next 10 years on Medicaid expansion without reform is a good idea, or to create vast new bureaucracies with a healthcare exchange when we have so many unanswered questions in this 3,000-page federal bill. It's just a confusing bureaucracy, and so we just got to do a better job. You know, everybody tells me, Clovia, that they want government to be more efficient, more accountable, quit wasting our money. Don't raise our taxes. Get rid of some of this paperwork and bureaucracy and regulation that's coming out of Washington and Richmond. And I think they're right. You know, people need to run government like we run a small business or like you run the family budget.
Mitt Romney will make stops in key battleground states this weekend. And his first stop is in Virginia. And his plan, he's going to have the discussion about the stronger middle class. Please share with our listeners about his big trip in Virginia this weekend.
Well, we're looking forward to having Governor Romney here. He's making a couple stops, including one right here in Central Virginia. You know, having grown up as an average middle-class kid in Fairfax County myself, I think he's absolutely right to focus on expanding opportunities and expanding the American dream for middle-class folks. They felt the brunt of the squeeze in this down economy, I think, Clovia. And so the items that we talked about at the top of this interview, with an expanded energy plan and a focus on small business and an increase in workforce development and education and eliminating debts and deficit with a balanced budget to make our government work better. These are the components of the plan that he's got for the middle class. Because, look, at the bottom line, it's all about jobs. Mm-hmm. The more people work, the more people get a sense of worth and dignity because they're working and taking care of their families, the less they depend on government, which means less tax money going into various programs. I mean, this is exactly the right approach for our middle class families. And so I'm looking forward to hearing him talk a little bit more about that, because again, the middle class has done the worst over the last 3 years with the current administration. That while they have worked hard and tried hard, the things that they have proposed, which is more spending and more debt and more taxes, just haven't worked. We're not increasing jobs the way we need to. 8.3% unemployment rate nationally now. It's just not acceptable, and so we've got to try a different path.
Registered voters, head out to the polls and vote on November 6th.
You know, there's no great honor than being governor of Virginia, and I think all my predecessors, Republican and Democrat, would say that. So listen, I'm just trying to do the best I can with a talented team, working with Democrats and Republicans in the legislature to get big things done. And I hope people have seen the last couple of years we've actually worked together pretty well. We've made record investments in transportation and higher ed and restoring funding for K-12. We're fixing our retirement system. We've had major new criminal law bills passed this year. So Virginia is doing better than most states and recovering better from the economy. But, you know, I'm very concerned about certain cuts in defense spending and what that's going to mean to our people all over the state. But anyway, you're nice to say that. I'm not looking. I'm not sitting by the phone waiting for that call to come. I'm just working hard to make Virginia better.
All right. Governor Bob McDonald, thank you.
Clovia, always great to be with your listeners at Radio 1, and keep up the good work.